This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hang on. Hey, look at that. Pickin' got me late already. Look at that. You know, again, once again, you blow me.
I need my box of Kleenex. We don't use boxes. We use rolls of Kleenex in the radio business.
Welcome.
You know that.
Glad to have you. Here we go. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? It's a radio talk show that you're joining, ladies and gentlemen. Two-way media. How about that? Kind of nice. Unlike, reading an editorial and going, I don't like that. Well, nobody can hear you. They can hear you when you call us. See? It's the two-way radio. Same thing watching the TV. What's he talking about? Nobody can hear you. But your wife, she thinks you're crazy. The point is, we love talking to you on the program. What's on your mind? In a moment, I'll give you the telephone number. So grab a pen, and you'll have that. From 550K Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, 1090 KTGO Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson. Crank it up, another edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. I am here. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm co-emceeing the State of the Cities event that the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce is putting on as I speak at this very moment. So Pat Finken will be guest hosting today on the program, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. As always, and we're brought to you by the Northwest Landowners Association. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com. And mark on your calendar Tuesday, February 2nd. The Northwest Landowners Expo is going to be happening at the Montreal County South Complex in Stanley. And look at the guest speakers. My gosh, the Health Department, Dave Glad will be there. Julie Fedorchuk, Doug Goring will be there. Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, gubernatorial candidate. High-ranking oil executive we can't name yet. There's a lot going on. You want to be there. Find out more at nwlandowners.com. And join that great group, one of our fine sponsors here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. So here's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind? Let us know. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll be here next hour to chat with Pat Finken about some developments in the governor's race that are very interesting. Boy, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, folks. And we'll have all the details for you on that coming up, plus a little recap of the State of the Cities event on two of North Dakota's cities that are growing, Fargo and West Fargo. So stay tuned for that as well. In the meantime, you're in good hands. Here he is, folks, the guest host today for What's on Your Mind, Mr. Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty. Another really hot start into the show today as we fumble around looking for Scott's intro, but I appreciate him teeing it up for the day. Hope you're having a great day. You know, it's going to be beautiful weather-wise. It's going to be warm, maybe a little snow, but great, great day weather-wise. We've had a great winter so far, and that's always a nice way to make the winter pass quickly. Lots going on today. It's a big day, both here in North Dakota and across the nation. Of course, tonight is the next in the series of the Republican debates. What is there? 57 people in this debate. It's amazing.
I think they're down to 56 now.
It's amazing. It's amazing to me that at this point in time that we still have this many people on the dais for the Republican. In fact, that we ever started with as many as we did. I understand that Huckabee's going to drop out after Iowa, though, so there probably will be one less than the next one. If he doesn't do well in Iowa, he's talking about that he's going to drop out. He's kind of betting it all on Iowa. But on the stage tonight, 8 o'clock, Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson, Christie, and Bush. That's, of course, 8 o'clock on the coast. No, that's Central Time. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock Central Time for that debate. Of course, that's the headline. And then there's the B list, right? And Huckabee and Santorum are on the B list. That starts at 5 o'clock Central Time. And Fiorina is on there. She kind of got promoted. And then got back.
What happened there?
Well, you know, she does well in a debate, and she rises in the ranks, and then she does not so great in a debate, and she falls back. And then she, you know, so...
The other thing, too, is that when she got on the varsity, I've been calling varsity and junior varsity for some reason, I'm not sure why. When she got to the varsity, there were 10. Now there's, what, 7?
Well, right now on the main stage there are seven.
Okay, so three people had to drop down.
And of course, Rand Paul has said, "I'm taking my ball going home. I'm not going to participate at all because he doesn't believe he should be on the B list." Of course, he's been on the A stage since day one. But his rankings in the polling have not been going so well for him, both nationally and in Iowa and New Hampshire. In fact, there's brand new numbers out for Iowa. This morning in the Democrat race, which, by the way, there is a Democrat race. And how would you feel if you were Hillary Clinton? Imagine this. You've been running for a decade, right? Mm-hmm. You've been running for president for a decade. And here you are on the verge of the first primaries and caucuses. And what happens? You're right again locked in a dead heat. Right now in Iowa, Clinton leads crazy Bernie Sanders. By 2 points.
And sugarcoat. Tell us how you really feel about it.
Are you not feeling the burn? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Crazy Bernie Sanders is on her heels in both Iowa and New Hampshire to the point now where she's actually having to spend capital to run ads against him and come out after him.
Did her lead go up just a little, though? Not a lot.
No, actually, in the latest one, it's close to within 2 points.
Fox News Channel was showing one yesterday where it had increased over the previous, but I didn't catch where it was.
Yeah, no, there's a brand new one this morning. Of course, anytime you're in a caucus state, you know, it's just that a caucus is much like a primary election. It's who shows up. It's just in those caucuses, it's a much smaller crowd.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're Hillary Clinton, you spent hundreds of millions of dollars running for president both times in the last decade that you were actually on a ballot. The pundits were all saying you're walking into it, and here we go again. First, it was a upstart rookie senator, and now it's crazy Bernie Sanders.
Well, at least it was a young, charismatic guy before then. What's the explanation for this one?
Well, because it's crazy Bernie
young
Sanders.
Young and charismatic always, you know, does well.
Well, but crazy works plays well in this election. I mean, you know, I mean, that Bernie Sanders is our Don Trump. I mean, really. You know, and the problem is that they're not getting as much attention because of all the noise of the Republican. But if you look at how far left, and keep in mind, Bernie Sanders tells people he's a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he tells it straight out.
He tells it like it is, you know, and maybe that's part of the appeal, but he's a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we're having a conversation about the heart of the Republican Party in this country, they're having one about the Democrat Party, and nobody's paying attention. You talk about crazy stuff going on over on the other side, and of course, the part of it is, you know, I do believe the media has a bias, and they kind of like making sure that Republicans are, you know, eating each other alive and self-destructing, not so much for Democrats. But it's amazing to me that, you know, that crazy Bernie Sanders, you look at him, the hair, you know, he kind of reminds you of the Mad Professor from some of the old movies, right? The hair is standing straight up, and
If you're a Bernie fan, you're saying the same thing about Donald Trump already.
So. Well, yeah. Well, I say the same thing about Donald Trump already. You don't have to be a Bernie.
You and I don't have enough hair to have crazy hair.
You don't have to be. You don't have to lump me in the sum of just focusing on Bernie Sanders, because I think Donald Trump is crazy too. So that route works hand in hand. By the way, the latest Iowa polls in the Republican side have Cruz at 24. Trump at 22, Rubio at 12, and Carson at 11. But a whole different, the Grazi poll has it 28% for Cruz, 34% for Trump. So this is what's going to happen in these two. It's really going to be interesting to see what actually happens where people show up and cast the ballot. Because 40% of the people in a couple of these polls have said, I may change my mind, you know, in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be interesting, fascinating to watch. But that's not the only game in town. You know, today is another wrinkle in the North Dakota political scene. Of course, Dr. Rick Becker came out. He's kind of a libertarian guy, socially liberal, fiscally conservative, he announces. And then, of course, a longtime standard bearer and party activist, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, gets into the race. And today we're going to find out if Doug Burgum gets in the race. And, of course, we don't know, is Doug going to run as an independent, as a Republican? Is he going to run? Heck, he could run as a Democrat for all we know at this point. Or is he going to run in the primary? Is he going to run as an independent in the primary? Is he going to run for the convention? Just a lot of intrigue going on, what's going on in North Dakota as well. So a lot of crazy stuff. And I do want to, and I'm going to do this, and all the Cruz lovers are going to love this part of this little dissertation this morning on politics in the U.S. and North Dakota. I met Ted Cruz end of last year. I have to tell you, I get why he's doing so well in Iowa and New Hampshire. Those are retail politics states. That's where you actually get to meet the person running. I mean, in Iowa, they say you can't possibly make up your mind until that, you know, one of the candidates has been to your house at least five times. You know, it's really retail on the ground. And I met, you know, he's an incredibly charming guy. I get why he does so well in that one-to-one kind of more intimate kind of environment that those smaller states tend to provide presidential candidates. In fact, I made the point of saying, geez, I wish it wasn't these two small states really, you know, set the stage up for what happens. And he disagreed. He said, we're better where you actually get to know the candidate on a personal level, not through some series of a barrage of television ads. Now, the problem that Cruz has is he doesn't come across anywhere near that way on television. That's the tragedy, you know, and that whole mix for him is the fact that he comes across kind of an angry guy. But in real life, I found him fascinating in the way that he gets. Anyway, we're heading into the break. We got a great show lined up. We're going to have John Gottfried, the candidate for insurance commissioner, and others right after the break.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Import.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now I know why Pat agreed to do the What's on Your Mind program for us today, Todd. I know why he did this. He wants a pillow like you and I have. The best pillow on the face of the earth. My pillow. Why do I call it the best pillow on the earth? Because it is, number one. In my opinion, it is. And I also can say that because I sleep on it. And I'm sincere about this. This is a really wonderful piece of innovation.
And Michael Lindell, the founder of MyPill, the guy that put it all together, the genius behind it, the inventor, is a Minnesota guy who lost state fairs over the years and found out people wanted a better pill, so he built one, and they built it in Minnesota right now. U.S. made. 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's really no risk to this. Then a 10-year warranty. You're going to love it. MyPillow. Call them at 800-506-9028. Got that? 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. If you'd like to talk to Pat today, here's the telephone number, 258-0550 in Bismarck Mandan. Toll-free anywhere at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here again, Mr. Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty. Welcome to the show. As I started to say before the break, got a great show lined up today. We've got John Gottfried, who's running for the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner post, coming up at 9:30. At 10, Scott's going to join us, recap the State of the Cities discussion and also what's going on in the governor's race in North Dakota. And at 10:30, we have the head of the North Dakota Republican Party on, Kelly Armstrong, to talk about the same thing and kind of what he sees happening during this election cycle. Interesting, there's a lot of Republicans running for offices all over the place. We haven't seen any actual Democrats kick in so far. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Gary on line one. Welcome to the show, Gary. Did you have a comment or a question?
Well, by the way, Gary,
I got to tell you, thanks for hanging in there. So appreciate you hanging around so long to do this. I made poor Gary wait there for a while. But, Gary, what's your comment?
My comment is, first of all, I'm a Hillary supporter. I always have been the last 10 years. And I intend to run as a Democrat down here in Sturgis, South Dakota, the legislative district 29 as a Democrat. And I was wondering if you had a North Dakota, South Dakota poll for this presidential Democratic race.
Well, I don't. No, yeah. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Good luck with that running in the Sturgis area as a Democrat who supports Hillary Clinton. But maybe lightning will strike. That who knows? There are pockets of that across South Dakota, just as there is in North Dakota. But I will tell you that I did do a poll. Those of you that don't know, my company, Oddney, does a little political work as well as a number of different things. And we did a poll not long ago that showed Hillary Clinton was actually more unpopular in North Dakota than Barack Obama. She was the most unpopular candidate or person on the national stage that we could find in our polling. So, we don't have any head-to-head with Bernie Sanders. And, of course, I'm not even sure we're going to have a caucus or a primary or even matter, because by the time North Dakota gets to it, the decisions are probably made. And we have so few votes on that national stage that none of the candidates really pay any attention to us. So, Gary, I appreciate the call and the comment. Good luck with running as a Hillaryite in the South Dakota Sturgis area as a legislative candidate on that. So welcome you back anytime you want to share any reasons why we should all jump up and down and get on the Hillary bandwagon. Anyway, as I was saying before, it's an interesting day in politics. Lots going on. Got the big debate tonight. Got the big announcement today. A couple other things that you might want to know about that you may not have heard yet. Al Jazeera closed up. 700 jobs. Boom. Like that. And, you know, they tried to sell themselves as this new, truly unbiased news service. I mean, they were
Peyton Manning thing didn't help.
Well, yeah. I mean, they
that was a bad move.
They did the whole, I mean, they came out, man, they were going to be the neutral, true news service of America. Kind of like how CNN originally started before they went crazy. And of course that lasted a whole whopping, 6 months that they were in business in that regard. Interesting though that Al Jazeera, they bought out, Vice President, what's his name? Vice President, Mr. I Invented the Internet.
Al Gore.
Al Gore had a channel that he was the force behind, and Al Jazeera came in and bought him out because, of course, you pay for those channel slots. Those are contracts, and it's really hard to get cable channels to pick you up, because they have to pay you for that right to carry your service. So if you can buy one, it's an easy entree. So now Al Gore might have to repo that thing.
He's going to go from Al Jazeera America to just Al America.
Al Gazora. That's what we're going to start.
Al America.
That's right. So anyway, Al Jazeera is closing up shop, and not surprised, because they have kind of a BBC vibe, which was that they, you know, claimed to be very neutral, but they were very liberal and very global in their in their what they believe their interpretation of what's going on. Not at all something that necessarily appeals
here. They
come
to North Dakota to cover at least one story, though. They're at the United Tribes International powwow.
Oh, were they? Yeah, they did a couple of things on
one story here.
They did a couple of things on oil out here too that really showed their stripes of being kind of anti-fossil fuel, which is funny where you consider the money and where that came from.
And how'd they get here again? Fossil fuel.
Yeah, they got here by, in a jet. But more than that, of course, it's easy to sell that. You know, there are Russian interests that are actually helping to fund some of these environmental groups who are taking on fossil fuels in America because they want America to have reduced emphasis and reduced marketability of fossil fuels, especially oil. So they've actually been funding some of the environmental groups just like the Saudis have. So, you know, I guess that's an interesting problem for these guys. Of course, they'll take money anywhere to do that. But that is that has been their activity. And, of course, Al Jazeera, I guess it isn't as crazy as it thinks because their main funding source would like nothing better than the U.S. to get out of the oil business. So,
you know who else is funded by the Russians now? Ed Schultz.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
A new TV home on the RT America network funded by the Russian government. News with Ed Schultz. 7 o'clock. Central Time weeknight.
On the RT Network.
Starting January 25th. On the RT America.
Well, you know, in his lifetime here in North Dakota.
I don't know if we have that on MidContinent or whatever.
We saw Ed go from staunch conservative to liberal talking head to his role at MSNBC and national acclaim. Well, not acclaim. All three of his viewers. But, you know, to see that whole, it's been interesting. Of course, now he's gone out there. You know, that probably is a network that's going to be very favorable to crazy Bernie Sanders. So, you know, think about it. Russians.
He doesn't get elected. He gets his own
communist,
show over
well,
there.
Communist, you know, a lot of the communist. Well, they say that Putin was part of the communist regime. And in fact, he was part of the security police apparatus over there. So, you know, this just all makes sense if it's being funded by the Russians. So, anyway, Ed Schultz. Goes rusky is what you're telling me. So it's an interesting time we live in. Also, by the way, I got to tell you, it's interesting to me as you watch some of this national stuff. Ted Cruz getting in trouble over birther issues. You know, he was one of the ones that early on with President Obama was raising that, which, you know, it's a valid thing if you aren't willing to produce your documentation. You know, it would have been better for everybody if that had come out right away. And but even that didn't really put it to rest. But now, because he was born in Canada to a U.S. citizen, he's, you know, there's some question about that. I actually have read several articles on it. I think it's a bunch of hooey, quite frankly. I think people are just working it for political reasons. Of course, Trump is using it to try to claim that he'll be in court for years before he ever takes office. I think that's all a bunch of hooey. From what I can tell on it anyway, it does seem to be legitimate and fit with the U.S. Constitution. Anyway, lots going on today. We're going to talk about it all, and we're going to start with the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner candidate from the Republican Party, John Gottfried, up next, right here on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields and then helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4 for $4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4 for $4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Pick up that phone. Let us know what's on your mind. Lots happening, folks, and we're chatting about it today on What's On Your Mind. Pat Finkett in for me, Scott Hinnon. I'll be here for a bit next hour. Tell you about the State of the Cities event in Fargo that I'm actually co-emceeing today. That's why I couldn't be here for the entire show. And we'll preview a little bit of what we expect to happen at 11 o'clock when Doug Burgum steps to the podium in Fargo and later in Bismarck at 4 o'clock out of BSC to say, here's what I'm doing related to the race for governor. So it should be a fascinating day. We'll have all the events for you here on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Online at secureenergyfuture.org. I get a little revved up when I talk about what the EPA is doing to the coal industry. And it's really not even the industry, because that's just a big blob. Then you think of a big, you know, power plant or a big this, big that. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about families. I'm talking about impacts on every business. Small businesses, which, you know, employ so many people. The Clean Power Plan is a piece of regulatory, I don't know what to call it to be nice, because there's nothing nice to say about it. It is so dangerous. The cost of electricity will go up. The reliability of electricity will go down. Join this cause. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Find sponsor of What's On Your Mind. Taking your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. The guest host today, Pat Finkett. Pat?
Hey, Scotty. Thank you very much for the intro. And welcome back to the show. If you want to be part of it, give us a call at 800-228-0550. Coming up next, our guest, John Gottfried. But before we do that, two things. We had a text message coming out of the last break saying, gee, I hope Ed Schultz does not go hunting bare-chested with Putin like he did.
That does give you a visual.
Well, you know, Eddie's gotten kind of grown some man boobs. So, I mean, it would not be pretty. Also, I mean, I had promised.
Would it be pretty if he didn't have the man boobs?
Well, I don't know. Holy I'm not cow. Going there. It's not, you know, not going there. Anyway, and I did promise to check my lottery numbers. Have you got those pulled up?
Ready?
Okay. Ready? Okay.
4?
No.
8?
No.
19?
No.
27?
Nope.
34.
Nope.
And the Powerball is 10.
And a perfect score, no across the board. Yeah, I guess I gotta keep my day job, so.
I think I had one white number among all the numbers I bought, so.
Oh, yeah, not me.
That's proving the theory that maybe I shouldn't have spent the money on that.
Yeah, well, it was fun while it lasted. Anyway, time to get back to the show. Our guest this half hour is John Gottfried. John, of course, announced yesterday that he is running for the position of North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, at least for the Republican nomination for that position. That's kind of the first step. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, Manny. Is John on?
I can hear you, Pat. Can you hear
me? There we go. Manny had the button down.
Switch?
Manning may have been checking his own Powerball.
That might have been the case. We had 100 million people all at once checking their Powerball number. But, this has been the technology on the show has been a little shaky this morning right out of the gate. So you can tell the rookie squad is here today. Anyway, John, welcome to the show. Chance to sit to get to know you. No, we appreciate you coming on. Well, congratulations. You had a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, we had two great announcements. We were in Bismarck and Fargo to announce my run for the Republican nomination for insurance commissioner. A great turnout at both places. I was truly humbled by the support that I've received. I didn't realize I had that many friends. It was a lot of fun.
Well, and obviously there's a lot of interest in that, especially now that Adam Hamm, who is the current commissioner, has decided not to run for re-election. Leaves an open seat, and as you've seen so far, that Republicans have been enthusiastic to try and fill those. In fact, in a couple of races, we have those as competitive seats. But let's talk a little bit about your background. This is probably the first time many people have had a chance to meet you or to learn anything about you. Why don't we talk a little bit about where you come from, kind of your history, and I know you've been working with the North Dakota Chamber the last few years, so why don't you give us a little bio background on you so people can get to know you better?
Yeah, sure. I'm a lifelong North Dakotan. I was born out in Bismarck and kind of raised here in Grand Forks. That's where I'm at today. My parents moved out here when I was five, so I grew up here and graduated from Red River up in Grand Forks. Went away for undergrad to play basketball at the University of Northern Iowa. Came back to North Dakota, worked at Alaris Financial, took a little bit of a leave of absence to go play professional basketball over in Germany, and then went back to UND and got my law degree and my MBA. And since 2011, I've been in Bismarck working for the chamber. So I'm kind of in the real world now, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I'm going to come back to the whole basketball thing because I'm fascinated by that. And anybody that knows John just takes one look at him and goes, oh, yeah, that guy played basketball, and he was probably pretty good.
I don't hide very well.
What's that?
I don't hide very well.
If you know his wife, Amanda, she's a pretty tall woman, and she looks like a munchkin compared to John. So anyway, back to the real important stuff is a couple questions for you that I think people want to know. One is you know, what makes you qualified? Why do you think people should vote for you and support you in this endeavor? What makes you right for this job?
Well, I think the insurance commissioner position is a very important position in North Dakota. It's kind of the watchdog for the North Dakota consumer with all things regarding insurance. And so what qualifies me to occupy that space is for the last 4.5 years, I've worked at the Greater North Dakota Chamber, representing businesses and consumers across the state. And I've played a role that has represented consumers to not only the legislature, but to insurance companies and to the regulators as well. So I think I've got that unique qualification where I've kind of been dealing with some of these issues as we go forward, as we've seen the ACA come in and working with the insurance companies and the regulators to make sure they understand, you know, what it means to have a change in insurance, whether it's an increase in premium, what that means to the consumers in North Dakota, and what that means to the economy as a whole. I think, in the intro you had Scott Hennin talking about the EPA and what effect that can have on small business. You know, the health insurance premiums also are, to me, the number one threat to small businesses in North Dakota. More money paid in insurance premiums means, you know, less expansion, fewer jobs, and can also really mean the difference between remaining open or closing your doors. So it's a very important position to have somebody in place as the North Dakota Insurance Commission that I can keep an eye out for the North Dakota consumer.
By the way, if you've got a question for John or want to comment on insurance issues here in North Dakota, you can call us at 1-800-228-0550, or you can reach us here in the Bismarck area, 258-0550. Text the show at 701-226-8503, or always email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, John, you know, you've touched on kind of the next question. If you're the next insurance commissioner, what are going to be the big things that you're going to focus on?
Well, the number one thing I think I'm going to focus on is accessibility. I think it's important for the consumers of this state to know their insurance commissioner and know that I'm accessible and know that they can come talk to me about the issues they have. There's a lot of different lines of insurance. There's a lot of different products that exist out there. And frankly, some of the people who are dealing with them on a day-to-day basis, they probably have the best knowledge of of what needs to be done, what can be done to help them. You know, the insurance commissioner's office isn't just a regulatory body of agents and companies, but it's also a big resource to consumers in North Dakota. And I think that's one thing I'd like to bring to the office is increasing that resource standpoint where if you've got questions, if you've got concerns, you can come to the insurance commissioner's office to get those answers. Insurance is something that's very easy to kind of set and forget. I think we're all guilty of that where, you know, it comes out of our monthly check or it's a quarterly payment or what have you for homeowner insurance. And we don't really realize what we got until we absolutely need it, until there's an issue. Then we know we need it and we need it now. And so kind of navigating some of that, that area, you know, consumers who don't deal with it on a day-to-day basis or don't need it very often, sometimes you get lost in the system and you can get tripped up. And I want to have the insurance commissioner's office be that resource to help navigate those areas.
Well, no question that insurance plays a big role, especially the health insurance side in the business community. I mean, our number two cost in our company now is health insurance. It used Absolutely. To be real estate. Now it's clearly, I mean, I think our company this year will pay something in the neighborhood of $400,000 for health insurance. A few years ago, it was half that, less than half that. And that's really been partly the growing cost of healthcare and our delivery systems, but also the main influence in that is the Affordable Care Act. And how can your office help? I mean, you know, there's been a lot of changes in the healthcare world, in the insurance world in the last 2 or 3 years, and there's a lot more coming. How can your office help in that regard?
Well, I think you hit on some key points there that, you know, a lot of this policy is being driven out of Washington. And I think we know that. And I think we've, you know, for us at the chamber and for my work at the chamber, you know, we kind of feel like all the different changes that have been coming to Obamacare are, you know, somewhat rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic a little bit, because it really has impacted the business community. And you mentioned it with your personal experience. It's astronomical. So what the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner can do is, you know, be that safeguard between the North Dakota consumer, you know, and the insurance companies to make sure that, you know, if increased premiums are coming, one, that they're actuarially sound, that they make sense. And granted, we can't always necessarily control all the policy that's coming out of Washington. That's not the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner's necessary job. But it again speaks to how important it is that we're sending the right people to Washington to advocate for North Dakota. And the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner is kind of occupies that spot that is the go-to, I think, for the North Dakota consumer to be the representative to our delegation in Washington or to be the representative on North Dakota issues and explaining how this can impact our economy. And I think I've got the experience to do that. Like I said, I've seen it with our business customers or business clients across the state, how these increased premiums are affecting them. And it really has come down to, in some cases, the difference between remaining open or do I have to shut down because I can't simply afford to pay these premiums.
Well, once again, if they want to learn more about you, how do they find out more about you as a candidate for insurance commissioner?
Yeah, I've got a website. We're up. It's www.gottfried4nd.com. You spell it FORND.com. And you can go there and learn more about me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. We're kind of making a big splash. We started out yesterday with a couple of nice announcements. I'm up in Grand Forks today making the rounds up here. So I should be out and about. And like you mentioned, I'm a tall guy, so I'm hard to miss. So feel free to come up to me and talk to me if you have any questions or concerns. I'm happy to do that.
And obviously your first step is going to be getting the nomination from the Republican Party. If people want to be a delegate and come and support you, how does that happen?
Well, you can go to my website. There's some information on there as well. Or go to the NDGOP website, and there's information on how to be a delegate there. But the first step, I think, is just getting involved at your local district level. I'll be spending my time between now and April traveling to as many district conventions as I can, coming into your communities to introduce myself, to talk about my ideas.
And John, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We're coming into a hard break. Our guest has been John Gottfried, candidate for insurance commissioner. And we'll be back after the break with more on the national scene. You're listening to What's On Your Mind.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. 550 K-Fire, AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga, 1460 on your dial. Dickinson, maybe it's KLTC, by the way, or AM 1100, The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, wherever you're listening. Online, remember that anytime. What's on your mind, radio.com with a podcast. And, of course, download the iHeartRadio app. You can tune us in as well. Take us along. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and you trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network.
because every moment matters. V-Mobile's a local family-owned company. The latest smartphones, they have them. The latest tablets, got you covered. Keep you connected. Personalized customer service without those lines and hassles and none of that, no. And, well, you'll find them wherever you're at. Whether you're at home, the lakes, beyond, they're there. And you'll find your V-Mobile Verizon store in Wapit next to Taco John's. In Grand Forks on Columbia Road South. In Bismarck across from Lowe's. In North Fargo up by the Happy Harris Plaza. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to Pat Finkin and more of What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finkin, and Todd the Radio God sitting in for Scott today, who is at the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce State of the Cities address today. And Scott's going to have a report on that here in just a little bit. Also going to talk a little bit about the governor's race. Obviously, Doug Burgum announcing his intentions today. And it should be interesting. It'll be an interesting discussion, interesting debate today. Obviously, a lot of opportunities and options for Mr. Burgum as he enters this race. He could run as a Republican in the convention to get the nomination. He could run in the primary. He could run as an independent. He could run as a Democrat. I mean, anything's possible. Actually, I doubt he's going to run as a Democrat. I've known Doug a long time. He's not going to run as a Democrat. Maybe as a Libertarian, but most likely he's going to run as a Republican. He obviously has been involved in a lot of the races that I've been involved in over the years. But yeah, he's going to let us know what's going on in that regard today. Should be interesting. It's actually fascinating to look at this. You've got a Republican field now that two of the three players are going to be socially liberal and fiscal conservatives. And, of course, you've got Wayne Stengem, who is both a fiscal and a social conservative by the same measurement. It's really an interesting time. And who would have thought that would be the case in Republican politics in the state of North Dakota and how quickly that just transpired over the last few years. But anyway, we'll know more about that world today. By the way, I want to clarify, John Gottfried was on before. He must assume that people know how to spell his name. Gottfried is G-O-D-F-R-E-A-D, and that's Gottfried for North Dakota, F-O-R-N-D. So if you want to go to his website, learn more about John. But, yeah, I wanted to make sure that we got that out there so people understood how to correctly access the website. You should get out there and learn more. John's a good guy. I've known John a long time and obviously a quality guy and has really been at the forefront of a lot of that insurance debate here in the state of North Dakota. And insurance, whether you know it or not, is a major issue in this state and is going to be even more so in the coming years, not only because of ACA, but because of the increased competition on the health insurance side. And with a growing population, you know, North Dakota's population now is up some 130,000 in the last decade. With a growing population and a younger population, it really will affect insurance of all kinds. So I encourage you to get involved and learn more about that. So, like I said, a lot going on today. John, of course, announcing yesterday we've got a development in the governor's race, big debate tonight. It should be an interesting 24 hours in the life cycle of politics, both here in North Dakota and nationally. But to divert a little bit from this, and this is the topic I want to talk about. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 800-228-0550. But I want to talk a little bit about spills. You probably have read in some of the local papers the editorial by Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council guy. I got to tell you, he nailed it right on the money. He nailed that story and really busted the mainstream media who in this state, especially out in the East Coast of this state, where they've really taken a dim view of oil development and have no sense of really what's going on out here. They don't bother coming out and looking at it. They just buy into the anti-fossil fuel crowd. But, you know, I found one of the most hypocritical and actually refreshing evidence of kind of this hypocrisy in the way that the media reports on the oil industry in North Dakota, something that just came out recently. The New York Times, who has been uber critical of oil development in North Dakota, uber critical of fossil fuel, coal, and oil use in this country, comes out and constantly writing biased stories on how North Dakota is going to hell in a handbasket because of oil development, just rated Teddy Roosevelt National Park the number 5 destination in the world. Not because of the oil industry, but because of the scenic wonder that our state park. Think about that. This same newspaper comes out and rates it not number 5 I've never been to, not number 5 in the country, number 5 in the world as one of the most scenic, beautiful places to go to. Same paper that just a few months ago was ripping us over the way that North Dakota oil is being done here in North Dakota. Well, it tells you exactly how out of touch they are. The people that actually came out here and looked at it marveled at how beautiful Western North Dakota is. This is the same place that we're developing oil. And that same mentality carries over to the spill argument. You know, people talk about, oh, well, thousands of spills, thousands of barrels, thousands of gallons. And the simple reality is that 76% of all spills are contained in the safety devices on the well site. And 99% of all spills are cleaned up within 6 months. We're doing a good job on spills in North Dakota, and we need to learn more about that. Hey, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with Scotty and the State of the Cities after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.